Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Lois, and I'm honored to share with you today's reflection. Greetings, friends. Hear the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 9. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. From the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. The word of the Lord. Have you ever noticed that climbing mountains seems to be a thing for the Lord? In today's reading, the disciples climb Mount Tabor, and suddenly some other mountain climbers appear in holy companionship with the Lord Jesus. Those mountain climbers of the Old Testament had indeed experienced what Peter, James, and John were experiencing, a moment of shut my mouth wide opened wonder at what appeared before their eyes. The disciples saw the metamorphosis of their rabbi, and they were terrified, yet enticed to keep their eyes open. I imagine Jesus whispering to Peter, James, and John before they departed from the other disciples, "Come away with me." Oh, I kindle to that idea that Jesus draws his disciples up mountains, into deserts, through rivers, across lakes, and to places of solitude, places where his divinity touch the ground of their humanity. Transformation indeed. Enter Moses and Elijah, great heroes of the Old Covenant. Their climbing lessons were similar to what Jesus had in mind for the three disciples that day. When Moses climbed Horeb, which we know as Sinai, and Elijah climbed Mount Carmel and Mount Horeb, an immense transfiguration happened before them, but more importantly, within them. The Lord God transforming a burning bush in order to arrest the attention of Moses. A cloud shrouding Moses as the Lord's finger wrote his law on a stone heart. Do you ever wonder where the Lord got that stone tablet? Elijah shattered the cult of Baal worship on Mount Carmel through a cloud the size of a man's hand, bearing the rain that no graven image could conjure. Elijah's fear sent him running away, and into the shade of a broom tree where the angels of God ministered to him. Then on to Mount Horeb after that rest, when he was under an edict of death by the powers that be. Then through a whisper in the gentle breeze, God reveals himself to the battered prophet. And he asked Elijah, "What are you doing here?" The Lord knows our hearts. Well, in today's gospel, the show and tell lesson of Jesus' transfiguration doesn't ask any questions of the disciples. Rather, it reveals the answer for the unspoken question about Jesus' divinity. In hindsight, we understand they needed this glimpse of eternity and the real purpose of life, for they would soon find themselves alternately hiding away in fear and boldly conveying the truth of the resurrection. Their own transfiguration into God's desire for them would eventually end in their martyrdom. But I imagine they welcomed that because of what they had seen and heard on Mount Tabor that day. They heard the Lord's answer about the purpose of life from within a cloud that shadowed them. The answer was simple enough for them to understand. "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." Just like Moses and Elijah, the disciples had challenges with listening to the Lord. And the Lord knew it. Well, we have the same hearing problems sometimes, don't we? The Lord is always speaking. He waits for those who will listen. The Lord longs for us to see him as well. Are you like me, suffering from nearsightedness? Distracted by fear or pride, when all around me there is the stunning revelation of God? He is always showing himself to those who look for him, to those who behold him. The mystery of transfiguration is revealed in us when we learn to listen to the Lord's voice, to respond in obedience, to see that every moment is suffused with the divine, waiting to touch the ground of our humanity. It is in that overshadowing of the Lord's grace that turns the here and now into the holy ground of our transformation into God's likeness. Lord, you tell us that we become what we behold. Help us to contemplate your love for us. Free us of our fears and our pride so that we may be transformed into your likeness. Holy Spirit, remind us that life is not the ground we stand on in our corner of the world. Life begins and ends in you. Reveal to us in the meantime the shut my mouth wide open wonder of the good life you have for those who choose to follow you. It is good that we are here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.